Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This morning, we're talking about the social safety net. Those programs that are designed to save families, to save individuals, when things occur in their lives that, which remove their support systems. Earlier, we talked about unemployment funds in several states running out, and now we're talking about childcare programs. We're expecting unemployment numbers for the month of November, and they will stay flat. They're expected to stay flat at about 10.2%. But regardless of whether that number goes up or down, the safety net across the United States has already been damaged. There are already holes. And we're going to take a look at one place where there's a large hole, and that's in Arizona. There's a crisis brewing there. Poor families with children are bearing a lot of the brunt. This week, Arizona hit a grim milestone. The state has now turned away the 10,000th child from a program that helps their parents pay for daycare. It gives them a $350 subsidy. We're joined now by Bruce Liggett. He's executive director of the Arizona Child Care Association. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning.
Tell us exactly what this program does. It essentially allows working parents to go to work, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Since the early 80s, the state has helped low-income working families with a subsidy for the portion of the cost of child care. Child care is expensive, and it should be. It's the care of our young children. But low-income families just can't afford it without some help.
So at the same time that we're asking families to do more to support themselves, in other words, programs like Medicaid and food stamps are being cut, we're also taking away the programs that allow them to get to work.
That's right. Several years ago, we in this country reformed welfare and sent a message that work was important. But what we did was give states flexibility to rearrange instead of welfare payments to be able to provide work supports like childcare. What's happening now is that commitment to provide those supports is eroding.
Okay, we're going to go now to Sandra Hanner. She's the director of Akiti's Kingdom Daycare Facility in Arizona. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
You're seeing this play out in your workplace. Can you tell me, are there parents coming in and having to remove their kids from your daycare program because of this?
Oh, definitely. Every week it's somebody new that has asked to speak with me directly and express that they are having to take their children out of our facility because they can no longer afford child care. And with the tears, these are parents that have been with us for years, but they're on a waiting list that in months they're told that they would be lifted, and still 6 months later they're still on this waiting list and they cannot continue to pay.
Well, we're going to talk about that waiting list, how it's not really a waiting list, in just a moment. But first, tell me, what do these parents tell you? I mean, what options do they have? Are they saying that they now have to stay home and take care of the kids themselves? Do we now have, 13-year-old siblings watching these children? What happens when they remove their kids from your program?
Exactly. We now have boyfriends watching children that are unrelated to them, or we have family members that are watching them. And frankly, we even have children that are being left unattended.
Okay, that's Sandra Hanner. She's the director of Akiti's Kingdom Daycare Facility. Bruce Liggett, you're the executive director of the Arizona Child Care Association. You heard Sandra referring to people sitting on this waiting list. And as I said, we have 10,000 people on this waiting list now. But is this really a waiting list? Are they eventually going to get into the program?
It's unlikely. The term waiting list is really benign, and what we've been trying to point out is the very nature of child care assistance is that people need help when they have a job offer. They're coming into state offices every day saying, I have a job starting on Monday and I need child care. To be put on some list, which is really a turnaway list, that says maybe in a year you'll get care, maybe you'll never get care. It's just a misnomer, and what is happening is people are not able to take those jobs, going on welfare, or leaving their kids alone.
Unattended, as Sandra was talking about.
That's right.
Sandra, you yourself, this is actually becoming a vicious circle, because these child care cuts are forcing parents to take their kids out of your daycare facility, and that's forcing you to lay off some of your employees.
Yes, every eighth child that we lose is one teacher that I'm going to have to let go. And then they now then are in this vicious cycle of unemployment rates. They're now a statistic.
And what are the options for these parents? Are there other places, Bruce Liggett of the Arizona Child Care Association, are there other organizations that are stepping in and offering to cover this gap?
No, there was an organization locally here who provided some temporary scholarships in the summer, but those are over. So today there's no other options for families, really. They're either you're looking at patchwork arrangements that are not stable in terms of what they need for their jobs or are unsafe for their children, or not going to work and going on welfare.
We're used to, Senator, we're used to though people having options. We're used to them getting turned away from one place and finding another place that will at least help them, right? Are these parents coming to you and saying that they're shocked that there's no other place to turn, that they have to give up their job?
That they're actually having to give up their job to stay home.
Yeah, they're surprised.
They're completely surprised. And there's so many questions, and they're coming to us thinking that we have the answers, and we just don't.
Bruce Liggett, how is this going to be solved in Arizona? Is it?
Well, what we need is for our elected officials to step up and recognize that our short-term crisis, we've got a really severe budget problem. So, there's tough decisions being made in Arizona. We've got one of the worst economies in the country.
The second worst budget deficit.
That's right. And so, you know, these aren't easy decisions, but people need to recognize that child care is an investment that pays off, that is keeping people working. They're earning money. They're not going on welfare. They're paying taxes. It's rippling through our economy by supporting the child care workforce. So this is not an area to cut in an economic downturn. This is when you need investments to get people back to work.
Okay, that's Bruce Liggett. He's the executive director of the Arizona Child Care Association. He joined us from Phoenix. Also from Phoenix, Sandra Hanner. She's the director of Akiti's Kingdom Daycare Facility, one of the oldest daycare facilities in Arizona. Thanks to both of you.